When we talk about local agriculture, we talk about the increasing number of farmers who are growing year-round. And certainly, there's no more growing season. The growing season pretty much is, you know, 12 months out of the year. It certainly is the case for my next guest on the Local Heroes segment here on WHMP's Morning News. Joe Schwartz operates Schwartz Family Farm in North Amherst. He is a hydroponic farmer. He'll explain what that is. And Phil Corman is also here from CESA, and we're surrounded by bags of vegetables, which we'll talk about in a second. So, Joe, family farm, you decided one day you wanted to be able to farm year-round, correct? So you went hydroponic. First of all, what is a hydroponic farm?
Well, hydroponics is the growing of plants without using soil. Plants have certain nutrient requirements, and they obtain those nutrients from the soil. When I was in college, I was looking at small-scale intensive agriculture. We owned a small farm in North Amherst. We were formerly a large potato farm, so I needed to look at something that I could do myself. And year-round intensive agricultural production was really the most logical choice. So hydroponics enabled me to produce a very, very high-quality product. We do all of our growing pesticide-free. I don't like to use any kind of materials on the plants at all. So what we do is we focus on using a controlled environment, which is a greenhouse environment. We grow all year round, and we provide the best environment for the plants. We provide the best nutrition to the plants, and that allows us to grow very, very high quality greens and vegetables.
Now, as you described it to me, hydroponics is essentially you have a process that makes soil unnecessary, and you said uses less water than conventional agriculture, correct?
Yes, we actually use one-tenth of the water that you would normally use for conventional agriculture. It's a closed system, and so all of the water and nutrients are constantly recirculated and recycled, so the plants can take up what they need, and then the rest is used again. There's absolutely no waste.
Now, I have to keep turning Phil's mic down because he keeps eating the lettuce this
year. Well, I'm munching on some arugula, and it's really good. And what he has here in front of us is kale and baby bok choy,
so
the baby offspring, and arugula, and a mix of about 21 different salad greens. And so, it sounds like I can come almost any weekend, Saturday, to your farm. I could also order online. Let's say I'm not going to drive all the way to North Amherst. Where else can I find some of your amazing stuff?
Well, actually, right now, most of our sales in the western part of the state are all through our website, which people come to the farm in North Amherst and pick it up. And we also have the North Amherst Farmers Market that is a year-round market. And during the wintertime, it is actually in the big blue barn on our farm. So right now, we do have some product going to restaurants in the eastern part of the state.
Right.
But by and large, in western Mass, currently, everything is sold off the farm, although we're expanding our production area.
Right.
And we're looking to kind of expand our distribution model here in this part of the state.
Now, I'm going to let Phil eat his arugula because I have some more questions because I'm fascinated. First of all, when you brought these bags of vegetables in, I was most struck by the bok choy because it looks, I mean, and you can't see this obviously because it's radio, but it looks absolutely perfect. I mean, it looks as though there's a real consistency here with what you produce. What is the secret to doing this and doing this as well as you seem to be doing it?
Well, a couple of things. One, we try to provide in the greenhouse environment through heating and cooling and ventilation, we are trying to provide a very, very optimum environment, physical environment for the plants. And also in a greenhouse area, people don't realize that wind, rain, insects, any kind of physical contact causes most plants that we would eat to thicken up. The cell walls will thicken up. Physical damage happens. All of these things are minimized or eliminated in a greenhouse environment. So we're providing a nutritional environment that's as close to optimum as possible. And then we're also trying to provide an environment of physical environment that's also conducive. And that allows us to grow these without using any pesticides, without using any type of soil at all. And so we have a clean, very table-ready product.
How many different types of plants do you grow at your farm?
In the greenhouse right now, we have about 30 different types, mostly greens, some culinary herbs. As Phil had mentioned, the salad mix has over 20 different ingredients in it.
Now, you're also a CSA farm, right? So I could, you can buy shares if you want.
Correct, yeah. We have the online ordering system where people can place an order and come to the farm and pick up a pre-ordered bag. Or also that we have a CSA program, which basically we will offer a share of what's available each week.
Is there a typical, specific type of plant that's more popular than others? I mean, it's bok choy is delicious. I'm not a big kale guy, but I noticed your kale is not as gigantic as some kales is, but it looks like it's it's just much cleaner looking. I mean, that's the thing that strikes me about this, is all of these vegetables look incredibly clean. Now, obviously, when you buy vegetables that are grown in the dirt, you have to wash them off. Right. So that's one advantage of hydroponics, is you don't have to worry about washing the dirt off because there's no dirt to wash off.
Yeah, and unfortunately, with a lot of the food contamination issues that we've heard about in the recent years, most of that actually comes from the processing, from the cleaning process, especially with the larger scale farms. So we eliminate that. Really, other than the actual physical transplanting of the crop into the system and then the harvesting, they're never touched.
Joe Swartz is here from Swartz Family Farm in North Amherst. He's a hydroponic farmer, a local hero farmer. What's your website again if people want to order or get involved?
It is swartzfarmamherst.com.
Now, are you thinking at all about, I mean, we always hear about farmers who want to branch out or want to diversify. Are you thinking about a retail location at this point, or just sticking with the CSA and the mail order?
Well, we're expanding on the CSA. We've had a lot more requests for that. And the North Amherst Farmers Market, we're expanding as well. We're bringing on many more local farms. And basically, the demand is really significant. And as we hear more, as Phil and CISA does more work to promote local agriculture, people really want to know where their food's coming from. So we're going to focus on getting more of that out into, you know, Hadley and Amherst and Sunderland and all the valley towns.
Phil, is this the wave of the future, hydroponics? I mean, this seems like almost futuristic in a way.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Am I wrong about that?
Well, what's interesting is Joe's been doing this for 26 years. So it's interesting that, you know, Joe has people coming upon him, even you and I today, asking questions that he's been answering for a quarter of a century. You know, I think it's going to be part of the answers we're going to have to be seeking out as we keep using more land. I mean, on the one hand, we want to ensure that good farmland and soil is there for us forever. On the other hand, we have people in urban centers who do want to understand how food is grown and be more connected to fresh food. And I think it's not a replacement, but it's another tool in our toolbox that is going to be desperately needed.
Swartz Family Farm is located in North Amherst. Where about in North Amherst is what's your address?
We're on Meadow Street, 11 Meadow Street. We're right in the center of North Amherst. And during the summertime, the farmer's market is located at Watroba's Market in the parking lot at, on Sunderland Road, right in the center. And then right around the corner during the fall and winter at our farm at 11 Meadow Street.
So you've got 40 acres of land, too. Do you ever use any of that land for
anything? Oh, yes. We do field production as well, and we also have two neighboring farms that also rent some of the land.
Dirt-free vegetables that are pretty close to perfection. That's what you're going to find at Swartz Family Farm, North Amherst. Joe Swartz, the our local hero farmer of the week. Thanks for coming in. Good luck with it, and thanks for all the great vegetables, which I'm sure will get snapped up by everybody in the building very, very soon.
Great. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks for coming in.